Alzheimer's disease is a growing concern and affects millions of people 65 and older all over the world. The cause of Alzheimer's disease is not well understood. Dr. Orwig, a medical inorganic chemist at the University of British Columbia, has found a link between Alzheimer's disease and metal ions like copper in the brain. Copper ions are naturally found in the brain and do not pose a threat to healthy people, but the problem arises when the ion binds proteins called amyloid.
Amyloid proteins are naturally occurring proteins that result from the naturally occurring cleavage of the amyloid precursor protein, which is a protein of known function that is in all of us. In general, I think this is true, that I probably have more amyloid precursor protein than you guys do, simply by virtue of being 2.5 times your age.
Is it true then that older people have more metal ions and are therefore more susceptible to the disease?
Definitely it's true that I have more metal ions because we generally accumulate metal ions as we age. So if you took one of your brains and cut it open and took my brain and cut it open, we'd probably find more of just about anything in my brain simply because I'm older than you and I've been exposed to it. I've breathed more times, I've eaten more meals, I've drunk more water, etc., etc. We tend to accumulate things. Whether we accumulate them to the level of toxicity or not is sort of what determines whether at my age I'm dead or alive.
Are there any general lifestyle trends that will lead to people having Alzheimer's disease?
Not to Alzheimer's, but as you guys may be aware, particularly the Kinect fam, there's a lot of interest these days in the role of head trauma and eventual brain disorders down the road. And a good example of that was Bob Probert, hockey player, who had many, many fights, lots of head trauma in his career because they didn't really know as much about concussions. And he had a progressive neurodegenerative disease. I mean, he died of a heart attack at 45. There's also something called dementia pugilistica, which is known to occur in boxers as they age because they've had so many traumas to the head. So there are a number of related conditions that are clearly connected to specific causes, like trauma of the head. But in terms of Alzheimer's, there have been many theories over the last 35 years or so, including aluminum, including connections to other diseases, but none of these has really proven to be a strong enough connection to merit further discussion.
Metal ions have certain properties that allow them to attach to many molecules in our body. Problems occur when these ions interact with proteins in our brain, as Dr. Orwig will explain here.
Metal ions that we're targeting are naturally occurring metal ions, things that are in the brain anyhow, particularly copper in this case. And the thinking is that small amounts of naturally occurring required metal ions may end up in the wrong place, like forming cross-links with these A-beta proteins, and that the small amounts of metal ions, if we can remove them, those would be a target to reverse the process. So they're there naturally anyhow. In the brain, the concentrations of many components are very carefully controlled, and the thinking is that by attacking this small amount, which may be out of control and causing the disease, that we could potentially reverse the situation to a healthy situation.
Because people are living longer, Alzheimer's is becoming more prevalent in our world, and researchers like Dr. Orwig are playing a crucial part in providing better treatment and possibly a cure for this disease.